listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
But you know what, the dilly? I heard that flow was silly. I heard you was so Eastside and that pussy your Achilles. But really, it's time to get up. Smoking on that get up. Beano, lay it down and work it out like a sit up. I'm feeling like a winner. My living be so easy. My old girl look Leona. My new girl look Yukimi. So illy, I got espressos. Me mommy give me besos. Shade on my face. All money helping me lay low. The money get his name. Them other niggas lame. These niggas used to hate me. I guess ain't nothing changed. Shotgun in the Porsche, she don't know where we going. American royalty on that YOLO, y'all foreign. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast with your host Rod and
Karen.
It's the city where Luda be stunting some new to me. Ah, my nigga, he coming back.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. I haven't heard it.
You actually have heard the new song. He only got one new song. It's called Me and Your Mama.
I thought it was an album.
Played it in the car. It's a song.
Oh, that's why I said I hadn't heard the album.
That's right. You got some bad information over there, buddy. I'm just trying to help you out.
Thank you.
So you won't be silly in public when I'm not around. Okay, guys. This is the Blackout Tips. You can find us doing our feedback show today. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Just search the Blackout Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. We'll read them as long as we like them. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
An unofficial sport?
It's bullet ball.
And bullet ball. Extreme. And today is already off to a great start, man. We just had breakfast with Justin, his wife Turk, Marissa, who you guys may know from Seattle and the Bernie, when he stood to the side and he handed those little girls the microphone and he said, say what you have to say, small children. And those two little black girls got up there and Massa Bernie said, go on and let them speak. And they spoke the truth. So you may know him from that. So we had fun. Drove her to the airport and stuff. And, you know, if you've been following her, you donated to her, shared her, fundraiser. You know, she's going out of the country, man. Mm-hmm. You know, now it's odd timing. Trump takes office, suddenly
everybody going on international vacations.
Are they coming back?
Right. That's
Leslie
the
and Drew going. I mean, are they coming back? Are
I
they?
I don't know. They might not come back either.
It's the Underground Railroad. She was singing a song, something about the North Star. I don't know. But apparently, you know, it's time to escape this country. You can find. Oh yeah, you already said where you can find the show. And I already said the official weapon and shit. So yeah, it's feedback time. Of course, we read the 5-star reviews. You can leave comments on the blackouttips.com. We have a post for each episode. You can leave comments on there. And, you know, we read those as well. If you say some bullshit, obviously we don't read it. Mm-mm. We just delete it and send it to spam because I'm my own boss. Okay. You want to tell me you hate the show? Guess what? You're kind of wasting your breath. as far as
I'm the Trump here.
Yeah, although I will screenshot it and share it and mock you. That's fun to mock bad grammar. You can also do stuff like donate to the show and become premium. PSA, I've said it on the show on the site already, but the Rapid Feeds, the feed provider for our premium people is having some sort of issue. I've contacted them.
Trying to fix it.
It's basically when you go to the in your RSS feed catcher app, it'll just say that it's not authorized for some reason.
Right.
Even if you put in the correct password. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they are working on that because I did put in a message to them and I'm going to stay on their ass until we can get something done. Yeah, because I know it's very inconvenient and I know I also use the RSS feed to keep up with stuff.
Mm-hmm. But you can actually listen straight through the
You can always go to the blackouttips.com and listen straight from the website. You can even copy and paste, download your MP3 directly from the site, and you can stream even. Mm-hmm. If you have a phone to listening device, you can just click on it and it streams. But I understand it's inconvenient and we're working on it. All right, I feel like that's everything. Let's get into this feedback, guys. Of course, a lot of people took the time out to donate to the show. Mm-hmm. And we like to, we personally like to help people out that donate to the show. We appreciate everybody that takes the time out to do that. Let me get my choir to sing the song in Trump's America.
Went down to the River Jordan, where John baptized three. When I walked the devil in hell, says Johnny baptized me. I say, Roger and Roll.
B. Cole, Cubicle Negro, he donated to the show. Recurring donator, thank you. Noel W, recurring donator, thank you, Noel or Noel. Linwood C, recurring donator. Harold W, recurring donator,
thank you.
Pamela A B, recurring donator, thank you, Pamela. Kimberly J, recurring donator, thank you. Cynthia D, recurring donator, yes, Cynthia D. Damian Jackson, woo, I am for real, recurring donator. Joy M, recurring donation. Shantae B, recurring donator. My brother Rodney, recurring donator. Autumn W, recurring donator, thank you, Autumn. Tavon S, recurring donator, thank you. Alfonso M, recurring donator. Design T, recurring donator, thank you, Design. And that's everybody. Play me out, slaves. Oh man, welcome to new life. Mm-hmm. 5-star reviews, let's read them. We got them in iTunes, got a few. Llama Llama Time says it's great, 5 stars.
That name.
Karen and Rod are genuine and really funny. I LOL and learn when I listen to the Blackout Tips. I am a Jamaican American. I migrated to the States when I was a kiddo and grew up in Jamaica and Vietnamese. My stepmama, the woman who raised me and taught me how to love, shout out to my mama, is Vietnamese. So I grew up in Jamaican and Vietnamese cultures. Going home was like going to Little Jamaica. My father often reminded my sister and me, we no American. We got citizenship though, so he can't use that line now. Anyway, given the circumstances, there are a bit of African-American culture, bits of African-American culture that I'm not familiar with. There's a cultural divide between Caribbean folks and Africans from the continent and African-Americans at times. I've created a list of movies to watch and I'm more exploring what black culture is. I'm also a nerd of the black, so the Blackout Tips also makes me feel at home. Given the cultural divide between people within the African diaspora, I think this could be interesting to unpack further. See, Karen and Rod make me think and giving me ideas for my PhD. These two are amazing. So amazing, I created an iTunes account to write this review. Next time I'm hitting Stitcher with 5 stars. Quit listening to 3-star podcasts and get on this 5-star. Thank you, Llama Llama Time.
Thank you. I love that name.
Yeah. And please leave us a Stitcher too, because it's getting dry over there. I went over there and clicked on it today. It was tumbleweeds on Stitcher reviews.
And we know some of y'all still listen to us on Stitcher. We know you out there.
The Godfather, Jermaine, says, one of the best podcasts around and one of the OGs of black podcasting paving the way for many black voices today. Treat yourself and I promise you won't be disappointed. MK Doom, huh? MK Doom says, an entertaining, informative experience. As a person comfortably ensconced in my semi-solitary nerd bubble, this show has helped me widen my horizons and expanded my cultural vernacular. I would recommend to anyone interested in race, pop culture, or laughter, thank you for the many hours of silent grins, random chuckles, and outbursts of 100 that get me started, or get me stared at while doing my rounds at work. I regret nothing. lastly, the Pod Father and Pod Mother by Gorilla Thought. This podcast has hit the sweet spot between socially conscious and ratchet. Perfection. I even got to Twitter because of y'all. Now I am too part of the Black Twitter Borg. Your relationship and love shines through and it's beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Y'all laugh at each other's bad jokes. No, I'm just kidding. And when Karen gets going on one of those wonderful rants, you are in for a treat. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you. For listening.
Yes.
And someone emailed us and said we have one from Canada. So give me a second. Woo-hoo! And I'll go to Canada and see what you hosers are thinking about when it comes to the blackout tips. We appreciate y'all, man. Mm-hmm. Forgot to mention, we also got to meet Francis this week from Crown of College podcast.
Yes.
On the Coast of the Network. It was a cool dinner, you know. We took a picture with him, but you know, he don't want us to put it out on the internet, so me and Cam will take a picture with an egg at some point and put that up.
That's how you know it's real.
Yeah, I'll find the egg, we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it was dope getting to meet him. Let's see here. So all right,
yeah, he's the only egg I follow, like. Mm-hmm. You know, all the mother eggs I'm like, nah, fuck you, you might be scrambled, but that's the only egg that I follow. I go, oh, okay, I like this egg.
One of the few non-racist, non-problematic eggs, you know.
That's out there. I'm for real. The rest of them, it got issues.
So we got this one from Shalaza, who says, Canada, newish listener from the land of always winter.
Always winter.
Oh, you from the north with the Starks? Rob and Karen are the very best.
Oh.
I started listening to this podcast in the spring. I'll admit the Blackout Tips journey started with Game of Thrones recaps. I'm Canadian. Care to guess the race? White. That's right. I'm white. Uh-huh. I was right. Your show is like a bowl of soup on a cold day. I'm expecting lots of cold, hellish days coming up. And I'm extremely thankful that you two will be there with your unique rapport, humor, sharp observations, and periodic pun storms. It is hard to narrow down exactly what is so great about this show. I love Rob and Karen individually, but together it's like alchemy, the golden kind, not the green firebomb kind. You present such a healthy and respectful partnership. It is transformative for me to see that a relationship can be those things. TMI. The humor always hits the mark. She put TMI, not me. The humor always hits the mark. The social political commentary is sharp. The pun storms are delicious. Your loyal listener, S. Thank you, Shalaza.
Thank you.
Shout out all the way from the Great North.
Yeah,
appreciate you.
Winter's coming, so winter never leaves there, apparently, wherever they from.
Well, it's Canada, so.
Oh yeah, it's always cold. You can guarantee it's gonna be cold. You're gonna have cold and maple syrup.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we got some comments on the actual website. Let's get to those. You can just go to theblackouttips.com and click on the podcast episodes and go through and leave your comments. We had episode 316, Bumba Clap, which was just a feedback show. No comments on this one, and the poll was an easy one. Which one is the worst Jamaican ad lib on our show? Mr. Lover Lover, Boy Wee, Lord of Mercy, or Bumba Clap? 6.24% said Mr. Lover Lover is the worst. 15.63% said Boy.
Okay.
Lot of Mercy got 22%. And okay. Of course, the worst is Karen's Bumble Clap, which is 56% of the vote.
Yes, I win.
Yeah, I mean, it's one way to look at
about time I won somebody's goddamn poll.
Yes. I mean, or you lost, depending on how you look at it.
I won because I know it's bad.
This was the worst. Oh, okay. All right.
Yep. I'm trumping it up. I won.
The next episode was 317, A Neiman Marcus Thanksgiving. You got two comments. Max says, man, thumbs down on Neiman Marcus Thanksgiving food. Also, that guy in Douglasville has been a trip for months now. He blamed those comments on politics and just doing what has to be done to get votes. I don't know why people think that there is a different impact for doing racist things and having racist policies versus having a racist heart. Either way, same impact to the blacks in his community. Yeah, I don't understand. People are always trying to equivocate some old, like, how do we know they really racist shit? And it's like, nigga, cause you saying and doing racist shit. Yeah, but do you really believe it? And it's like that whole nobody's racist, but racist shit keeps happening, but nobody is responsible for it bullshit. And no, at some point you have to stop and say the buck stops here. You promote racist policies politically, you're a racist. And there's nothing more dangerous than promoting a racist political policy. This isn't even just a personal thing where it's just like, I don't like going to a black mechanic. This isn't even a personal thing. This is you in a role in government saying and promoting racist shit. That's why I don't understand the people that try to defend Trump on give him a chance. Like he had a chance. It's called campaigning, and he campaigned on racism. I'm not gonna be okay with that. Sorry. You know, so we can start marching after he delivers his racist promises. Fuck you. Susan says, although I would try the Neiman Marcus food, I wouldn't buy it. Okay. The poll was, would you eat the Neiman Marcus food? Yes or no. 13.5% said yes. Those people probably have white potato salad at their house. And no, 87% said no, of course. We had a couple comments. Capadonna said, for those prices, the complete Neiman Marcus Thanksgiving meal must come with its own set of slaves, including that little boy with the fan from Underground. This is fucking with black people, colonizing Big Mama's table. EVE says, let me tell you something, that Neiman Marcus Thanksgiving meal looks like a feast compared to the horror meal I've suffered at the hands of my white in-laws. I'm sure that Neiman Marcus meal can't compare to a home-cooked Thanksgiving meal for my parents, aunties, and grandmas, but I bet it was at least prepared by chefs. When I couldn't get to my family's for Thanksgiving, husby and I had dinner at the in-laws, there was twigs and berries in the stuffing. The sweet potatoes were just that, sweet potatoes.
No cinnamon,
no sugar,
no nutmeg,
no marshmallow, just boiled potatoes, unseasoned string beans, heated up in a microwave and dry as turkey. To add insult to injury, I heat my plate with regular mashed potatoes because it's really hard to mess those up. My feelings were hurt when I tasted it, only to find out it was mashed cauliflower. So yeah, I'd eat the hell out of that Neiman Marcus meal. First of all, EVE, just because you don't have a Thanksgiving tragedy or two, don't mean we lower the bar for Thanksgiving, okay? What needs to happen is you need to get a divorce, okay? Them people are racist, okay? That's the only way to against explain that food. They are racist people, because only like a racist would make that. Mm-mm. You know they voted for Trump. Don't go back there, girl.
I know, even the turkey did, honey. No, don't even eat the turkey.
Brittany says, I know that Thanksgiving meal ain't shit because they didn't even mention macaroni. You can't have Thanksgiving dinner without mac and cheese, right? Didn't even bring it up. Mm-mm-mm. What kind of menu was that? The poll.
They had macaroni pasta.
Yeah. Yeah. But they didn't have macaroni at all, though, in that, the meals we looked at.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Next episode is 13-18 Pumpkin Chunky. We talked about that pumpkin chunking contest. That woman died.
Right.
Or went to the hospital, I think.
Yeah, big ass cannon.
We got one comment. And it is, hold on, there, by Coon Fushis at Black _ Dante. Rod, you hit the nail on the head on this one. I know I'm writing this early Tuesday morning, but this was on my spirit listening to this episode. First of all, whoever that person was on your Facebook with that child rape shit was the most head ass thing I've heard in recent memory. Yeah, so somebody that was a huge Bernie supporter that pretended to like our show, pretended to like us, you know, I really think was trying to really, at this point, I don't think I can imagine she was just being manipulative and was really obsessed with like our opinion because we didn't jive with hers. And as soon as we stopped talking about Bernie and shit, you know, I'm sure she stopped listening to the show.
I believe so too.
You know, she dropped out of our Facebook group, mm-hmm. which is fine. I don't know why she felt the need to tell us that. And then, you know, on my Facebook page, you're accusing me of being okay with child rape because I voted for Hillary Clinton because I didn't want Donald Trump to win. And you know, people like that, they're ridiculous. The puritanical bullshit, or purity politics bullshit, is ridiculous. And that's why we have Donald Trump in office. And shit is not going to go the way they think. It's going to undo all the shit they say they want, all the left shit that they claim is the positive things that they just want more of. They're never going to get it. They just undid it because they refuse to support a candidate that wasn't perfect, but then they let an even worse candidate get the job. You know, it's just such a infantile mentality when politics is really about parsing the choices that are before you, you know. Either way, cool, you know. But yeah, so obviously we're not friends anymore. Second, the Green Party is the papoose of political groups. Third, I'm so thankful that this shit will be over because I'm tired of us black folks fighting among each other over these motherfuckers. I'm tired of the woke Olympics. I'm extra liberal. They both the same people. And I'm also tired of the ancestors die for you to vote. They die for a lot of shit people don't do, such as respecting women and LGBTQ people. But people choose to disrespect those groups daily. It's a damn choice. Voting is important, but there's also other ways to help change. I'm just tired of the end all be all of either side. Sorry for the long rant, lol. Anyways, one of the best podcasts ever. Love you and Karen, and love peace and chicken grease. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I expect there still will be a lot of infighting afterwards. I think it seems like a lot of people are too myopic to see the bigger picture, which is that black people had nothing to do with this.
This is
we did our job. Our turnout was at 12% compared to the 13% for Obama. So it's not some, oh, black people wouldn't vote for a white woman. All this hemming and hawing people did, the reason I never obsessed over whatever black people were talking about was I knew we were going to show up and vote for her. So it really wasn't you know, like, people can try to manipulate that shit any way they want, but the truth of the matter is she was the candidate of black people. It doesn't mean you have to love her or whatever, but that was the choice. And I think part of the reason she lost is because she was the candidate of black people, and white America saw it as a rejection of the black agenda. You know, this is the first politician I've seen running for office that brought up white supremacy and institutional racism, and she was pushed that way from black women and black activists that made her have to address those questions, you know. And yeah, we're not gonna we're not gonna see people stop fighting because they're still obsessed with each other and everyone else's opinion. And I think it'll honestly be a couple years probably before people feel the desperation of Republican administration that is unfettered at this point. No, there's zero ways to stop what the Republicans are doing. So, or going to do. So then you'll see people come together.
And by then a lot of the damage to us will be done.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to undo a lot of stuff, a lot of promises they made. They can deliver on. I don't think they want to for some of them. I think they go above and beyond sometimes to the point where eventually the American people turn on them because they do the things they say they were going to do. It always happens. I mean, well, it's happened before in my lifetime, so I can't be too surprised, but I remember the undoing of Clinton's administration, and I also remember the empty promises of things they said they would undo that they didn't, you know. Like, yeah, we'll see. Should for-profit colleges be outlawed? Yes, they are racist. No, some people managed to get through. Yeah, there was a study that showed that for-profit college was actually kind of holding black people back as far as debt afterwards, and many people never even get their degrees,
right,
from these, like, you know, 1-800 education type
University of Phoenix,
yeah, Education Connection, yeah. And shit, yeah,
they,
like that
they need to get rid of, because a lot, most of those universities are not accredited, so you basically just got a piece of paper that you could have printed up on a PowerPoint,
right? So the poll was 70% said yes, they are racist, 30% said nah. You know, some people managed to get through. And I understand that mentality too, because, I mean, if it's an avenue that worked for some people, then it's like, why would we close it for everybody? But I mean, I'm more on the side of probably should just close them. What up, my Negan? Was episode 319, where we recapped The Walking Dead with Sterling from the Gaming and Then Some podcast. We got three comments, count them, three comments. Law says, Daryl might die, but hopefully he'll have a more respectable death than America on election night. Common just dropped another album, check it out, title, and I'm going to use that to heal myself from these terrible thoughts. Yeah, I hate to say this, man. I used to be a huge Common fan, but I'm not anymore. And it's nothing he did. It's no political stance or anything. I just kind of feel out of being a fan of his, and it seemed like a great dude and shit, but I don't know. His music doesn't do it for me like it used to.
Yeah, something. I have a lot of artists like that. Yeah.
I wish I didn't feel that way, because when I see people being like, "That's my jam," I'm like, "Damn, I used to be like that for Common." But it's just,
I'm glad you knew it.
Yeah, but you know, I'm still happy for that dude and glad to see him blowing up and shit. But yeah, So Dune Dragon says, I think Dwight staring at the pole dancer zombie at the beginning is linked to him staring at the zombie buddy, aka Mr. Eggs, Lettuce, and Tomatoes, aka Eggman, aka Dr. Robotnik at the end of the episode. Pole dancer was someone he knew that got the right end of Lucille, and instead of ending up a bloodstain, is forever on guard duty by the fence. Your theory on the VCR made my afternoon, laughed all day. Here's one thing I will add. I wonder if that zombie falling down and getting back up was supposed to make him think about kneeling. Because it like the zombie was kneeling. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that's what it was. Anyway, good point. And he, Dune Dragon also adds, my bad, a second reply from me, but did anyone notice how the Black Lives Matter zombie always looked like he has applied cocoa butter cream? I guess the zombie that fell on top of him at the bridge was black, mm-hmm. on top of Dwight. Mm-hmm. Not the first time they used him, or do they all look alike? Last ashy black zombie might have been Morgan's wife. Great podcast. Dune Dragon from Nigeria. Yeah, that download from Africa is me. Thanks, Dune Dragon.
Thank you, baby.
We get a few downloads from Africa, man. Mm-hmm. You're not alone. Mm-mm. The poll was, do you think they will save Daryl? Yes, he's going to survive Negan, or no, he's going to die because of Negan. 25% think he's going to die. 75% think he will survive the Negan saga. What do you think, Karen?
Truth be told, for like this, it's weird. Should he die? Yes. Will he die? No.
Okay.
I know that might sound weird. Yeah, he should die, because it's actually, in my opinion, you know, they might do some more story building and story arc, but his basically story arc has played out, in my opinion. Like, I don't know what else to take this character, but this is just me as somebody not writing the storyline. But Willie, I know, because too many people like the character.
Yep. All right. Well, Karen's going with the old, no, they won't do it. Well, the poll says 75% think they won't do it. So, I mean, I guess that's good, you know.
I mean, I like him as a character, you know. I like and enjoy him. I haven't been one of these people where I'm just tired of him. I, you know, I enjoy his character. I think his character is a badass, and I think his character is a twist, because his particular character is not in the comic books.
Yep. EVE says, Daryl will live for the simple fact that so many white people will lose their damn minds. Mm-hmm. You see people reacting as if Starbucks ran out of pumpkin spice. The Walking Dead writers don't want those problems. I kind of wish Negan would have given Daryl the bat, because it's time for him to go. Yeah, I saw an article that was like, he's the least interesting character now. And I was just like, damn.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Y'all turned on him hard.
Right.
But, you know, people of you are hating it and still watching it. So.
Of course. Them 17-point-something million people say y'all still watching it.
Right. So, you know, it is what it is. If you don't like it, I understand. But I'm going to keep fucking with it, though. Lastly, we have episode 1320, The President We Deserve, that has 14 comments.
Ooh, a lot of people had a lot to say, didn't they?
14 damn comments.
Ooh, y'all had a lot to say.
Some of y'all wrote some paperback books on this piece too.
All right. You ready? You ready to dive in?
Let me get some water first. All right. Wiz Khaleesi says, Hillary and the DNC made a lot of costly mistakes in both the primaries and the election campaign, but we shouldn't let the media off the hook for normalizing Trump's disgusting rhetoric. We should also blame the millions of enlightened white voters who found it acceptable to vote in a lying, racist, hatred-inciting, ill-prepared sexual predator into the White House for staying home altogether. Or staying home altogether, ensuring that Trump win. They were too bitter to listen to Bernie. Hashtag yes, all white people. This whole election was one long fucking with black people segment. Yeah, I hear you. I don't even know what costly mistakes Hillary made during the primaries, in the election, to be honest. I don't even know, to be honest, like, I thought her campaign and the women behind her that helped run it, I thought they did an immaculate job of selling a very unsellable candidate to America. And I don't think there was a staff of people that could have done a better job. You know, I don't know that. I mean, they had her looking like someone who isn't who she is or something. You know what I mean? Right. Like with the with the sassy ass Twitter responses and the you know, even the bars and the celebrity appearances and the pictures and all this shit that they had for her. I mean, that's about as best as you can get, because, you know, presidency is pretty much a popularity contest for most people, and I just don't think she was ever gonna be Miss Congeniality, but I did think she was Miss I can be president and be competent at the job because I know what the fuck I'm doing and I've been around for a while. Michelle says, TBGWT, you said everything I was thinking all day yesterday. So many discussions on how we should have listened to poor white workers who had the economic anxiety. What? The polls proved that was not true. This was Trump using identity politics in the worst way to get white people out to vote. As always, hatred for anyone not white is strong in this country. I don't feel bad about saying that. I hope his administration fails at everything they try to do. And as a fellow Catholic, I think Pence should rethink how he follows his faith. There is more to life than fighting abortion. I'll say this too, man. A lot of this was just a backlash that was coming because, you know, Black Lives Matter came up in this time. The fact that black people protested the candidates and how dare they race was a question that was asked at national debates for the first time. Like, a lot of this was white people sitting in silence, angry and just waiting to voice their racist vote and say, fuck you, America, we're not done yet. The problem is, there's nothing that Democrats can say that would court racist white voters without losing the black vote.
Yep.
So I don't know what the fuck, like when I saw Bill Maher say this last night about we need to get the working class person, but and then you know, this, the people on this, I mean, cause he's a racist, and the people on his, show had to be like, hey dog, brown people are the working class in America. Statistically, it's just true. You know, even with white people being 70%, the way the wage gap is fucked up, the brown and black people in America are the working class. So when you talk about working class voters, you're code switching to say white guys, and you're not getting those white guys back, not if you want to keep the true base of the party, which is black people. When black people are voting, black women at a 94% clip, black men at an 80-something% clip, for Hillary, that's the base now. Unless white people decide they're gonna start voting for Democrats en masse, you're fucked. So you gotta go with the horse that brung you here, you know? And if you think it's a losing strategy, then you're just gonna be GOP light. And you can go try that strategy, but then you lose all the people that are this coalition of Muslims, Latinos, black and brown people, LGBTQ. And LGBTQ. Right, you lose all those people that have, you know, one issue that they really are worried about, and then you're out here courting the motherfucker that hates them. Like, you know, this was the L that was coming, dog. That's how it seems to me anyway. And as far as fighting abortion, I mean, yeah, Mike Pence hate women, and Mike Pence got to slide on through because people more worried about Trump, but this is a guy that HIV came back under him in Indiana. We've covered that on the show, you know?
Yeah, he's even worse, and technically he'll probably be running this shit because Trump is incompetent.
Yep. Trump's going to run this shit like Jordan ran the fucking Hornets. Like, just put my name on the front. Farr says, I'm in the same age range as you guys, so I remember what the alternative was. It's really interesting watching people jumping through all these hoops to just avoid admitting that America is just emboldened by bigotry, and it's just that simple. Yeah, I've been seeing so many buzzwords and just phraseology to just try to equivocate this shit. I've seen people go, well, there's some people that voted for Obama and Trump. I mean, what could be, it must be populism, it must be this, it must be that. No, man, it's racism. It ain't even difficult. I'm sorry that it's not more complicated, but if you've been around and studied this country for any length of time, you ain't got to put, you say, you wasting a whole lot of fucking flowery ass words on a very obvious fuck black, brown people, Muslims, all this shit, get the fuck, women, fuck all y'all, we're tired of you making us feel bad about the racism and privilege that we have. Mm-hmm. So fuck y'all.
Right, that's all it says. And basically, y'all thought we cared? Well, nah, we still don't care.
Right, like it ain't, Like, this shit was real simple, dog. You know, like, and honestly, you know, when I heard Bill Maher's comments, that's a guy who, he's a white dude, and he just can't imagine a situation where his ilk shouldn't be the sender. Keep in mind, working class white people don't like Bill Maher.
No,
so what the fuck is he talking about? No one's listening to your strategy either, dog. Like, most regular ass white people are like, fuck Bill Maher, arrogant, unreligious prick. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And his other thing was they need to embrace Islamophobia. So that's the future of the Democratic Party as far as he's concerned. He also goes on to say, Forrest goes on to say, that said, I can't wait to party on this pettiness. I can't wait until Trump starts fucking up and backtracking every time it happens. I'm asking the Trump supporter, feeling great again? Yeah, I can't even tell, cause, some of this stuff he campaigned on is impossible to do. And then some of it is just, people are gonna make excuses for it anyway, so. Mm-hmm. You know, it's gonna be pretty different for him as opposed to Obama, who it seemed like everyone got quote unquote sticker shock buyer's remorse immediately as soon as this nigga got in office, while he's like saving the economy and you know, like while he's strapped with some of the worst problems we've ever had, you know, while he's trying to get us out of occupying some countries and shit. You know, everyone's just fucking sitting in the back seat like, slow down, go faster, move, make a left. You know, it's just gonna be interesting to see how, because if the bar was low for candidate Trump, I don't know why y'all think it's gonna raise for President Trump. People gonna be like, look, he got on a suit today. Like, that's it's gonna be so low. Oh man, he didn't say nigger for a week.
Right.
R. Miller says, I just knew the keep your ass out of my living room mom was black until Karen said ain't no black woman leaving a note to keep out of nowhere. Right then I had to change my guess to white. My kids know Thanksgiving or any other day, my living room is for looks only, not sitting around messing it up. That is what the basement is for, and they better keep it clean too. It's a good point. Karen did point that out. Kung Fucha says, thank you, Rod and Karen, for giving probably the best commentary about the election, the cycle, the problems on the left, the right, the third party, without being total jerks about or blaming anyone other than white folks for this. Like I've seen so many do, regardless of where they stand on it. As in my comment on the other episode, all fighting I've seen from us to us has really killed my spirit more than Trump winning itself. Yeah, for real. I don't know why people trying to blame other black people for this. There's no one else to blame. Period. You know, I've even seen the, like, you know, well, black women voted at this percentage and black men voted at that percentage and Latino people voted at that percentage. I'm like, look, if your group quote unquote voted majority for, you know, not the devil, that's it. You know what I mean? I mean, people can parse it more if they want, but that was it. They got to the polls and most of them said, fuck this nigga. It was really white men and white women that went, I don't know, let's give racism a chance. Yeah, that, fuck that.
It always benefited me.
Yeah, like I those people need to deal with the fallout of this shit as far as responsibility. I'm not taking any responsibility for this shit, you know, and I don't think anybody should have voted for Trump and shit, but that's a unrealistic ass expectation.
Right.
Black people had a right to be as diverse as any other group. Mm-hmm. And you have a right to your fucking opinion as much as anybody else, especially when in the aggregate it's not gonna have that effect. There was not a significant number enough of black people to have swayed this election. It just wasn't. You know, she won the popular vote, but the way the Electoral College is set up, black people weren't the ones who fucked that up. Not to mention most of these states, a lot of these states, our vote was suppressed even. And we still showed up. The fact there's a 1% drop off in a year when our vote was suppressed, not since like Jim Crow time.
Right. And it's the first time in 50 years that we've ever voted without the writing vote.
Yeah. Look, a lot of people, even people that frame it as being woke, a lot of people are super duper anti-black. And they, even in their wokeness, they get off on how they can shame other black people by saying, I'm better than them, you know? And it's really sad to see. I try my best because it's programmed in us, it's programmed in our society. We are herded towards that mentality, and I try my best to not participate in it. Doesn't mean I have to agree with every black decision. Mm-mm. It doesn't mean that every black person is great or any of this shit. But I try to get past the idea of uniformity and shaming everybody that disagrees with me. Look, if you're not anti-black, there's still room where we can disagree, and I can respect that. There's, you know, it's only, but there's a lot of people that even in their so-called militant blackness, the thing they get off the most on is shaming black people because they're as fucked up and programmed and conditioned as anyone else. You know, I've seen it. You know, you see it where people are just like, I'm so pro-black, the rest of you niggas are coons. And you're like, wow, that's just as fucking bad as any black Republican or any, you know. So there's been a lot of that going around. You know, I just leave it at that, man. Like, people I love and respect, they didn't see the election the way that I saw it. Didn't mean they didn't have their best interest in mind for black people. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they called it wrong. But I still respect and love them, and I still didn't say anything because they have one vote, and the thinking around their vote is theirs. It's yours to do what you want to do with it. We listened to the 12 episode, the live one where they did the election. You know, my heart broke for Elon, Imani. I believe Dar was on there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's sad to see folks' hearts break. You know, I felt it coming. I decided not to watch the election coverage. I live tweeted TV shows and shit. But, you know, those are our friends. So, you know, it's like, it's no joy in being like, ha ha, you wanted more from Hillary than she gave, and therefore this your fault. It's not.
No, it's no
happy. Black people showed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I watched the harassment that Elon got for having his vocal stance about wanting Hillary to have a day one plan to combat racism and shit. And you know what? I said nothing because I was just like, look, dog, I get it. Like, he's resolute on this. No one's saying anything that's going to change his mind. Mm-mm. Whether he votes for her or doesn't vote for her, whether he feels she's got it in the bag or doesn't, there's no joy in her losing.
Right.
A lot of people thought they were going to feel joy, and either they're being quiet because they suddenly realize I should be ashamed of watching these black people suffer so that I could be right on the internet, or they realize at the time, oh, this country really did pick a racist person. I thought that they would have some level of shame where I could admonish Hillary Clinton, not say anything about Trump really, and watch the country just do the right thing without me participating, without me voting, without me telling people, hey, we really need to support Hillary. She ain't perfect, but let's not get a bigot in office with a Republican Congress and House. There are people that sat back, and when it happened, I think that's when a lot of people, it sank in, like
the reality.
Oh,
right?
The country picked a bigot over my own humanity, and now there's no, I thought I would be partying, like, ha ha, you niggas was wrong and I was right. And instead, you realize the great pain and sadness that the black people are experiencing in this country. And there's no joke to be made. There's no
punchline.
Yeah, the kind of person that's laughing at that shit is some, you know, is some loser ass troll nigga. It's nobody with a life. It's nobody that is likable. It's nobody that you would identify with. It's no one who's right-minded. It's, you know, I watched people spend months, even after she won the primary, just trying to take her down as like there was gonna be some scandal that would get Bernie back in there so their favorite white man could get the get it instead of her, their favorite white man who voted for the crime bill, you know, like that dude, they thought he can do it. And when it didn't happen and they realized how real it got, they tried to switch over to, well, Trump is bad too. It's too late. the damage is done. You know, it was, she was eroded as a candidate, and that was it. So, yeah, it was just the way shit shook out. But yeah, I don't see nobody touchdown dancing and high fiving. Not black people. Cause it ain't shit to be happy about. You know, either you won and the country picked a racist, or you won and you get to watch people that you claim to care about feel depressed. You know? Anyone that's partying on this, you're not my friend, you're not my brother, you're not my sister, man. Like, ain't no empathy. Like, you don't got no empathy for your folk. You know, that's why, like I said, I felt it coming, and I still, you ain't caught me on here once being like, ha ha, or that's why they ain't get me. You know, oh, y'all niggas crying. Like, you ain't gonna catch me saying that shit.
Cause I understand.
It's sad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sad. Sometimes you see shit coming, it's still sad. Mm-hmm. When Trayvon Martin's, when killer George Zimmerman got off, I saw it coming. I cried.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the verdict live.
No,
Yeah, you weren't here. I cried. It's okay. I knew it was coming, and I still cried because I couldn't. Knowing the callousness towards our humanity in this country, whether it's traditional and expected or not, still hurts because we're still human beings and we still have emotions.
Right.
You know, I don't fuck with any of these anti-black, pro-black people. I don't Mm-mm. fuck with them, and Mm-mm. you know, they can miss me with that shit. Get off of my feed. Get off. You won't be on our show. I don't do that shit. I don't understand why people give them an audience, why people promote these people, why people still fuck with them and shit, and then claim to be my friend and shit too. It's just, people are weird, man, but I don't have room for that in my life, and that's fine if you do, but yeah, that's what I saw for a lot of people. And like Confucius says, Confucius, it hurts to see us fighting us over something that ultimately we didn't do.
Right.
You know, sorry. And, Monty writes, Brad Pitt has executive produced Moonlight, Selma, and 12 Years a Slave, built affordable housing in NOLA after Katrina, and he's staying in Zahara's life. What if Angelina was just mad he was pulling the head in the woke Olympics? And said, fuck him, he ain't winning over the kids too, trying to give them discipline, uh-huh. trying to get them discipline and shit. That's a good point, Imani.
You know, I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he's like, bitch, I'm about this life too, come on.
Brad Pitt conspiracy. Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it.
Lucked Out says, I just wanted to say I appreciate you, bro. Yeah, we got a lot of that this week. I think people thought we were gonna do a show where we was just gonna be on the LA. Welcome to the Black Girl YouTube.
Nobody knows.
Right, yeah. Nah, man, we can't all run Jordan run, dog. Gotta get in what we can.
Ain't that the truth?
Big Daddy D8 says, thank you, Rod and Karen, for putting together just the podcast I needed to hear after the Cheeto was elected. This is all white folks' fault. And now I'm looking sideways at half my coworkers, whom I can only imagine put on their trucker hats, pulling out the parking lot every day. Right? From the day Obama got elected, white folks started planning for this day. The fact that a man without a college degree who was an open bigot and embraced the Klan endorsement got elected shows just how deep racism runs in this country. Yeah, well, biggest thing people aren't talking about is, white nationalism is essentially radicalized the same way that ISIS has done through the internet.
Yes, sir.
We've seen it. It's, people have been blind to it. We've covered every step of the way only because we care about black shit. So when we talk about Leslie Jones, we're also talking about what people now call the alt-right, but we're talking about these trolls that they collect and organize, and this targeted harassment, it's online terrorism. And for a large part, people have, you know, especially people of privilege, white people, men, people that don't get the targeted harassment, they have underestimated how many of those people are out there and their ability to organize and vote and support certain things and harass people and stuff like that. They've just completely underestimated it, but they're actual people.
Oh.
And they do vote, and their voices were heard.
Yes. And also, we also cover stories how on the low the FBI has been saying, hey, y'all do know that these people are out here And, you know, actually we consider them a terrorist group because they're actually terrorizing people, and people just ignored all the reports the FBI kept putting out on them.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see. Anzi Davis says, thank you, Rod and Karen, for being real about America. When my coworker asked me on Wednesday how did this happen, I told her that white America has always shown us who they were. You didn't know, you just didn't believe them. I knew Trump would win, but I had hope that all the people that said they would vote for Clinton did, but oh well. Here to survive in the next 4 years. I hope that Trump will flip flop and fix Obamacare and immigration and pick some great Supreme Court justices. I guess I'm being unrealistic, but hey, it helps me sleep at night. Yeah, the problem with all this shit is, I think because of the Republican House and Congress, he ain't gonna be able to flip flop. You know, unless he completely flip flop to being a Obama clone Democrat, there's, and then we would just have the same gridlock we had for Obama, in my opinion. But yeah, we're not gonna get that. He didn't campaign on those things for a reason. If he wants to be a two-term president, which why wouldn't he, his ego is huge as fuck, I can see him being like, let's do the things I said, let's do the things you guys want. We're gonna dismantle Obamacare so we can tell America we delivered on that promise, even if it's just in name only, you know. I don't see why people didn't realize how big the game was, you know. It's just, or maybe I do see why. It's like I was saying this morning, it's like rooting for the Patriots, guys. The Obama administration was like, people became liberal, people left-leaning people became Patriots fans. And what is that? That's, we're mad because we didn't win the Super Bowl. We're mad because Tom Brady threw an interception. We're mad because the game was too close. We're mad because we had to play in the wild card this year. The bar is high, is what I'm saying. A Browns fan ain't got all these fucking qualifications, dog, because they used to lose it. There's 29 other teams in the league that lose every fucking year. But only for the Patriots does it feel like a disappointment when they come up short or when they don't win by as much as they want to win. That's essentially what people that are on the left that really rained down on Obama campaign or on his administration were. And they carried that over to Hillary Clinton too. These very high standards, in my opinion, are all things that people wanted from Obama and thought, well, the next logical step is the next candidate should be more liberal than President Obama was. What they didn't realize is the country is not that. Even winning the popular vote, you barely won. Half the country at least does not agree with these platforms, or they are not as sold on these platforms as you are. They will not vote for it. So our country in reality is much, much, much more center than Obama even was, then definitely the Hillary campaign, way more center than Bernie. They're much more center, and if not just dead fucking right. Like, a lot of those people that voted for Trump absolutely voted for racism, bigotry, oppression. Like, they didn't vote for some, like, I just want something different. No. Mm-mm. They absolutely said something different, as in, this dude is racist and loud about it. Yep. So all that to say, I think a lot of people just lost their footing with this shit, and I don't see why Trump would suddenly govern to the left when the left isn't nearly as powerful as they think. Okay? Like, just think about this in the long scope of history. Democrats haven't won the House or the Senate since 2008. It is 2016. What fucking reason would anyone have to think that this country really had a liberal leaning and wanted to have socialist type government? I don't know what the evidence is that people think they're seeing. You're just talking to your friends that you agree with. You've blocked everyone you don't agree with. There's like a fake reality we've created where it's like, well, of course we all want to treat each other kind. It's like, no, that is not America. We do not want that. The elections have been a referendum on that for a long time. The only person who was able to survive was President Obama, who was just a stellar candidate and a stellar man and a stellar white, a scandal-free White House. Like, he's just a better person than the people who have run for this office before. That's it. Now, I'm not saying he's Jesus, not saying he's perfect, not saying you got to agree with everything he's done, but goddamn, he's better than everybody else. Still the more popular than all the people that were options this year. Still more popular. So yeah, it's, I think the idea that Trump would need to come back to the left, nah, they kicked the left's ass when you think about the totality of since 2008. If you only want to think about this election, it's like, oh, y'all barely won the, y'all lost the popular vote and won the Electoral College. Still won by a lot, but still, they won the no. Don't think about that. Think about the long scope of history. They've been kicking ass since 2010. You know what I mean? Like, it's amazing, you know? It's really an amazing feat. And it's still even more amazing to think that people feel like somehow this country is left, or, you know, it's amazing that there's no reality in which I would believe that. Maybe small cities, maybe small pockets in big cities and shit, but not this country. Loserville said, I feel like I'm talking a lot, Karen. If you want to say anything, please hop in. Loserville says, yo, I love the white people news segment because y'all's commentary on the stories kill me. Not surprised Mariah Carey's asking for $50 million for her inconvenience. She's as crazy as a fox. She made her label pay $30 million after Glitter flopped. Shout out to her lawyers.
She got good ones.
The real MVPs. Still tripping left two comments. Great show, great show for that crazy day. Wednesday, I stayed to myself most of the day in the office, but I did have one white coworker flag me down in the halls to talk about this. He did a write-in for president. He couldn't believe this happened. I kept trying to exit the conversation, but it dragged on.
Right.
I dodged all others for the rest of the day. I just didn't want to talk about it at all. Funny thing is that for the most part, I haven't talked to this dude about the election before this point at all. I finally heard your show on Thursday, and it really helped relieve some tension. Oh, and Charles Barkley is still going to get that race car show. That will be wild in the new world. I like how everybody's like, in the new Trump era. Like, we all just...
It's before Trump and after Trump.
It's like, if this was a movie, time would have froze when he won, and it'll come back, and it would just be an apocalypse. It would just be like everyone would be just like living in the Terminator future timeline where the robots are stepping on concrete blocks and skulls.
That's how it feels.
Anyway.
Everybody going underground.
Right. He goes on. Still tripping goes on. And I did a search because this past week or so we've seen several shootings of officers, but I haven't heard a lot of that Wisconsin sheriff or that Blue Lives Matter chatter. Funny how that went away, right? Funny that during
it's literally crickets, right?
Yeah. I mean, they were white dudes shooting, but still. Funny that during election season, these folks were out whenever a civilian was killed, but in this wave of actual shootings of police, there was no war on police talk, no talk about culture or any of that nonsense. 100. VC3 says, guys, thanks for being there for us. It was really appreciated this week, given what happened. I'm not in the States anymore. I'm in Sydney, Australia. Damn, you got out fast.
No, you out there with Wanga.
And I watched the returns with my wife. I didn't think I said more than 20 words after like 3 in the afternoon, because all I kept thinking as I watched the numbers and saw them trending to Trump is is this really fucking happening right now? And then it registered. America just said, fuck you to black people, to Latinos, to LGBT, to disabled people, people with illnesses, and women who aren't white. I was just angry. I went to bed angry. I woke up angry. I'm still angry now. I don't think that will ever change. And after all the bullshit I saw this cycle, after seeing somebody lied on and scandalized over bullshit from both sides, white men in this race were praised for lesser accomplishments and their problems ignored or excused. I know why I'm angry. I don't have the illusion of a better America anymore. I can't tell my nieces about the goodness of America. I can't tell Australians that our country is good. I have to say honestly and to their faces that America is a nation of spiteful bigots and elected Trump to office because half of us were selfish. That's the truth. Yeah, I mean, Yeah, I mean, especially you have for white people mostly, but yeah, no. You know, I understand what you're trying to say. If you just look at Americans and you take away all the groups, yes, a lot of Americans chose to be selfish.
Mm-hmm. And what was funny was watching social media the next day, Americans overall are so, put it this, Americans that don't pay attention to how the rest of the world views us or don't give a fuck about how the rest of the world views us. Mm-hmm. Man, the articles that were coming out all around the world was like, white folks blew it. Like, it was just hilarious watching the titles and mm-hmm. the memes and shit in all these different languages. And I was like, good.
Yeah. White people will preserve whiteness at all costs. You know, it has always been true. You know, I would love to say that it's some new shit, but it's always been true. Mm-mm. People just forgot because we had a black president for 8 years. People just got real comfortable. And as much as people claim, well, we're not post-racial, it's not over, they treated it like it was over. They treated it as casually and cavalierly as it was over. They acted like choosing between Trump and Hillary was the just choosing any two people and lesser of two evils and shit, and it really was always a dire situation. But people got so comfortable, you know, that I really think they just did not fathom. I think, you know, it's like Elon said on his show, as critical as he was of Hillary, Trump is the devil. He just assumed she would still win because, you know, that's the logical choice.
I think
my vote, you should still kick his ass because what the fuck? And then you get found out that, wait, there's a lot of people that don't fuck with her and they're never going to fuck with her.
Nope.
And they can't even see the forest for the trees, that this wasn't about her. It was always about, don't put him in the White House. Whatever. Mm-hmm. He also goes on to say, I don't trust the progressive movement, and seeing some of the same people who took all the pot shots at Clinton during the primary now trying to run up in the front of the resistance movement just irks the fuck out of me. I have no compulsion to follow these intellectual liars anywhere. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of that, man. A lot of people make their living off of criticizing. Look at like Michael Moore. He made a living off of criticizing President Obama, and now that and Hillary Clinton and shit, he weakened the candidate. She lost. And then when it's time for Trump, he's going to be the one making the movies, putting out the, making the TV show appearances, getting the money, because for some of these people, complaining is that's their brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mark Lamont Hill, he basically said vote third party. He knew that meant she would lose. If enough people listen to him, she would definitely lose. And then it's like, well, now we need time for healing and to come together. I'm not coming together with racist dog.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm barely coming together with other motherfuckers that vote Democrat. Why would the fuck would I come together with racist people that want me dead and exterminated from this country? There's no together for that.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, talk to them. You know,
yeah, don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me. Like, you got what you wanted. Yeah, I don't understand. I'm not listening to you. You're not leading me anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, you got the thing that you say you wanted. Now let's watch it play out together.
You want
people to feel like, well, now we're all in a dire situation. Now it's time to organize. For 4 years, at least two years, Republicans have everything. They're going to dismantle all the shit. You know, and the candidate that wanted to, you know, get rid of privatized prisons and all this shit, even as a campaign platform, that person you decided wasn't good enough.
Right.
There's nothing to go to from here. You just have to wait and hope in 4 years you have a better presidential candidate or something. That's the game now, you know? I'll close out with this. The anger is at my country for lying to me about what it pretended to be. And that's my illusion. And for the record, I just want to say, I'm not blaming Mark Lamont Hill. I'm just saying, this is what you said you wanted and you got it. This isn't you made her lose. No. She lost because of white folks. Yeah, now, I don't know if white folks listen to Mark Lamont Hill and that's why they did it, but in general, she lost because of white folks. White folks did not want her. Black people still showed up and voted for her. So the impact that a Killer Mike has is zero, is nil, it's not much, you know. I really think 13% of black men are gonna vote for Trump no matter what, because, you know, 13% of black men went to see Birth of a Nation, I'm sure. You know, it's not, you know, it ain't rocket science on that one. But in general, I don't think it was about the black vote at all. And I just don't think that shit is gonna play out the way that they think it's gonna play out, with America coming back together with an uber left party and fixing, you know, dominating America. It's just not.
No, and truth be told, if the quote unquote Green Party was smart, this would be a great time for them to be seasoned and coming out on the woodworks trying to do something where they can make a change, but you're not going to hear nothing from them to 2020.
Look, they attacked the left the most in the Green Party. That's it. They said they endorsed Donald Trump. I don't know. These are people who got what they wanted. I don't want to hear from them, because you got the thing you said you wanted. Like, at this point, you don't, there's nothing left to do with you. You know what I mean? Like, okay, cool. So everything should play out the way you said now, right? Green Party says Donald Trump is, look, Hillary Clinton, we know what she's gonna do. She's a warmonger. He's a wild card. Okay, cool. So he won't be starting no wars for 4 years. I'll see you in 4 years, right? We'll see. Maybe you're right. I can't say anything until it plays out. You know, the left is gonna come back with a super liberal agenda, and the whole world is gonna be galvanized by it, and everyone's gonna go vote for Democrat next time. We will see. This is what you say is gonna happen. I never subscribed to it, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you got the thing you think would be best for the country. Donald Trump is president, GOP House, GOP Congress. Okay, let's see how your plan works. I don't think I've seen this show before. I don't know what the historical context that you have that will show that this will change the course of America. We'll see. You know, the back to the left. I just don't see it. All right. I'll close out with this. The anger is at my country from lying to me about what it pretended to be, and that my illusions about that country are now gone. I don't think I'll ever be that naive again, but at least I can be honest about what it is now. I know we'll be all right, but right now it's hard to see it. I'll just add this, not to be pessimistic. You do not know that we'll be all right. People keep saying we're going to be all right, we're going to survive. A lot of people are not going to be all right, and they're not going to survive. Mm-mm. That's the cost of these economic policies and the wars and the warmongering and the lack of diplomacy and the, you know, ties to Russia and shit. A lot of this stuff means people are not going to make it. That's just the Supreme Court nominations, these things will have impacts for decades. We will not, like, not everyone gonna make it, dog. Like,
and the impact will affect us for years to come. And I think for a lot of people, a lot of their hurt and pain and sadness is coming from that realization that it's about to get really, really fucked up, because there's a lot of marginalized groups that are going to be tremendously affected. And truth be told, the people that voted for him, they're going to be affected even more, actually.
You know, they're still trying. There's black people still on TV trying to explain to white people that Trump's a racist. He won. They know. Just because they won't admit it to your face, you're going crazy inside to try to get them to at least face that he's a racist. He won. They don't care. It's why he got the vote. Just because they won't call you a nigger don't mean you need to obsess over them till they do. You know, I'm seeing it, and I'm just like, this is it, like, just accept what happened, and now it's time to formulate some other shit or to ride this piece on out, because it's not anything you can do about it. You know, they were able to dog whistle into office. It's a wrap, you know. But that I think that's kind of where a lot of people are with this shit, and it's just like, yeah, dog, it's not happening. You know, I mean, I feel bad that people were disillusioned and whatnot. You know, it's really a testament to how great a job the Obamas have had done. But yeah, man, at no point was this country, I mean, you know, people talking about we want Michelle to run. I don't want her to run, because the abuse she received just as first lady was enough to make me pissed off. The abuse you would receive as a candidate would probably make me want to punch somebody in the motherfucking face.
Yeah, I better put them hands on somebody. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. So, Lenny says, after the show, I thought I had skipped the part where you talked about the North Carolina governor's race. Now I'm back on social media and I see why. Yeah, it's not really over. Still being contested. I say this to say I appreciate the Blackout Tips for always trying to bring us accurate information and vetting your sources. Unlike some actual news organizations, hope you get a new governor soon. Yeah, me too. We'll see. I think both of them are claiming victory and it's going to end up in the courts. The poll was, were you surprised Trump won? Yes, no, or Trump won what? 13% said Trump won what? Well, I guess you just found out. Sorry. 34% said, nah, not surprised he won. And 53% said, yeah, I'm surprised he won. Which, you know, hey, I'm not knocking anyone for being surprised. It's just, to me, it's like people listen to this show and see what we cover and the dour state of America. And I'm just like, yo, I don't know how, I just don't know how I would have been able to believe this country was gonna do the right thing. You know, it's just, or put it this way, I don't know that I could be shocked that he won. I put it that way, because I still thought, well, she was a better candidate, people should pick her, but I just didn't think it was beyond the realm of possibility that he would win, you know.
And I think some people truthfully underestimated how deep racism ran in this country. I'm just gonna, truth be told, a lot of people know racism is real. They know white supremacy is real. Like, they understand this shit is real. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, particularly people that live in these bubbles or they're around quote unquote woke white folks and understanding white folks and white folks, they go, well, like, you know, I'm the one, I'm the cool one. You know, they're around these people. So for some reason, I personally think a lot of people got a disillusion that these white people that they interact with that has empathy and sympathy and can understand their plights in society to the best of their ability represented the rest of whiteness, and it does not. So once the realization came in, it's like, oh, these white people that interacted with me, even if they voted, were not enough. And you had a lot of white people, I'm gonna keep it real, I might be wrong, but my personal opinion, a lot of the disillusion started with Bernie Sanders, and a lot of the racists came out on the quote unquote left side, liberal side with Bernie Sanders. They came out in droves. You seen it when he lost. They blamed black people, you know. So it's like, oh, y'all really don't give a fuck about us or our issues or anything. You would vote for Trump.
I saw a person that works for the Young Turks, which is, you know, another racist media outlet. I saw a person that worked for them openly blaming black people for this.
Of course.
Because the gymnastics he had to go through. He had to go all the way back to black people not supporting Bernie Sanders to say they would have, like, Bernie Sanders would have beat Trump, which I don't think he would have. Yep. But he had to do mental gymnastics for everything to avoid what actually happened, which was white people voting for Donald Trump. White people voted for Donald Trump. That's it. Your organization spent a whole lot of time. You have a lot of reach. You spent a whole lot of time tearing Hillary Clinton down and leaving Donald Trump to just his own devices. The double standard was there. It's always there for women, but it was especially there in this climate where he was a buffoon and she was at least a competent application holder for the office of president, you know, and they still just drilled her down and down and down and down and nitpicking every little thing. And when this guy wins, they want to claim no role in this. And they want to blame black people. You're not. No, I won't let you get away with it.
Right, because the thing that really makes me upset about that, Doc, we're only over total 13% of the goddamn population. How were we going to make that difference? It's white folks to blame, and y'all gonna have to take that L and keep it trucking, but y'all don't want to take that L. You want to blame every other group, and then you want to come out. I was seeing going up at my timeline day talking about a million women march. Fuck y'all. No, we're not coming out in droves. A lot of black women was like, I'm not coming out. We want solidarity now. What was the solidarity when you went behind the booth, bitch?
Right. You know, it's going to be interesting because so many people have things they stand to lose, but it's things they never gave President Obama credit for passing in his administration. Right. You know, it's things that they weren't perfect, so it wasn't enough. Healthcare. You're probably going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Birth control. You might lose that.
Come on, might not can afford it.
The right, even just the abortion, like, you know, you might lose that. The fact that they passed an initiative for colleges to try to mitigate rape culture. Joe Biden's that was his pet issue in the office. You're gonna lose advocates for President Obama declared himself a feminist. You're losing this in the White House. You're gonna lose more than likely some of the insurance protection. Things like letting your kids stay on your insurance till they're 25, 26. You might lose these things. I'm not saying you will. You might, though. These are the things that people thought, he's a wild card. Hey, let's just see what he does. Even while he's steadily telling you no. People think, well, look, Obama's the worst. He deported more people than anybody else. Okay, I bet Trump's definitely going to find a way to do more. I doubt it'll be less. Muslims, you know, after anything involving terrorism in this country, the first thing people seek to do is to blame the religion of Islam, period. And there's people on the left that do that shit, like Bill Maher and stuff, and then there's also people on the right that do that shit. Well, you will not, the president would refuse to do it. You won't have that anymore, you know. Won't be able to say it fast enough. You know, there's just a bunch of shit. Just, you know, marriage equality. People act like these things are settled science when it went to the Supreme Court, when somebody said, I'm a Christian and I don't want to give somebody a marriage certificate. Now I could easily just have someone else do it or whatever. Fuck them. I'm not doing it. I'm Christian. I don't want to do it. You know, things like that. You know, these bathroom bills and transgender discrimination. You passed on these. This is what happened when you passed in the booth. This is what happens. You know, it's not an inconsequential act. And if this is the statement you made, you have to live with the results of that statement. I just don't want to hear it.
Right. And,
you know,
and I guess for me, I don't want to hear your complaining when I know that your decision, the decision that white people in this country made, directly affects everybody else. It's a small percentage of people that voted that nothing he does would directly affect them. But most of them, and a lot of white people, voted against their own interests in a lot of shit. Welfare, Medicaid, Medicare, any type of assistance, unemployment, you know, health coverage, all this shit like that. And also, it's just one of those things too, where and like I said, I completely understand the how people feel, because it's one of those things where you sit back and you think, you go, oh, okay. Because a lot of the news channels, like, hey, the next president will not be black, so we don't give a fuck about the issues. The news was preparing to give zero fuck about our issues. That's why CNN got rid of, just, you know, you got a handful. But, you know, if you were black and you were actually talking about some shit, or talking about shit that affect black people, you was gone. You see, they weren't inviting quote-unquote woke black people up on the air no more, you know, and shit like that. You know, they have you on air, but, you know, they really weren't trying to have a intelligent conversation with you. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think that all you're going to tell me is that within the next 24, 48 hours, however many, when the next black child dies, the next black man or woman dies, and people start talking about Black Lives Matter, it's going to be crickets. It's going to be crickets all across this country. It's going to be crickets from the top to the bottom. Nobody's going to give a fuck.
Yeah, there's no more Department of Justice looking into that stuff. No presidential statements, even saying stuff like, well, of course, Black Lives Matter, and this is what this means when people say it. None of that. There won't be any, activists meeting with the president to, you know, try to pass some initiatives or to get these body cameras and shit. None of that's gonna happen.
And in fact, a lot of the people that have been fighting and protesting and very, very vocal, it wouldn't surprise me if I was sent on fucking watch list and shit like that, because now all of a sudden
they already are on watch list, right? But they're probably gonna be enemies of the state,
right?
You know, if you know people that, yeah, I mean, yeah, it'll just be worse. That's all.
Yeah, and this is what our country voted for, so I'm like, hey, I'm just here for the ride. We got what we deserved.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think a lot of people say stuff like, he's done nothing, you know, my brother's keeper and stuff. That's gone. You know, that's gone.
Yeah.
It's just these jobs that people keep talking about, you know, stuff like investing in energy that, you know, for the future. Nah, they want to bring back mining jobs, miners. What? They want to dig coal. You know, this is the platform these motherfuckers ran on. Like, people think it was just a simple game of like, I'll just push for my shit and fuck everybody else, and enough people on the left did it and she lost. You know? Like, you know, like, yeah, so, the shit is gone.
Yeah, and also it's one of those things where a lot of the shit that he promised you, that Trump promised, some of the stuff he'll never be able to deliver on. Jobs ain't coming back, dog. I'm sorry to tell y'all. Like, it was a lot of white folks that had this delusion that he's gonna goddamn bring these jobs back. He's a businessman.
It's gonna be interesting to see where the military goes with things like Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Come on. Is it coming back? You know, who knows? Yeah, I know torture's back. He said, like, literally, Trump has said, like, yeah, he's definitely gonna be torturing the fuck out of people and their families too and everything. So it's just, yeah,
it's just going to be interesting to just watch and see the things, you know, that happen and stuff like that, and to see where Trump takes his country.
Yeah, he made a deal with Iran and Trump has been going, it's a terrible deal. No details, no, just a terrible deal. It was just bad. Okay. The security of the world is now in this guy's hands. A guy who won't tell you what his plans are, because then ISIS will know, right? Like, these are the things people thought would be okay in office, you know? And some people just thought that and a lot of people are telling on themselves because they're saying, well, he'll just do, we don't know what he's going to do. Yeah, so then you knew the one thing you did know is that he would be racist and bigoted. That's the one thing you voted for. That's all he really had to promise. Everything else you're saying, maybe we get it, maybe we don't. David left one comment and said, we are so screwed. And that was it.
Short and sweet and straight to the point, baby.
Yeah, we got a couple voicemails. Let me see if I can play them.
Hi, my name is Reva, and I listen to your show in Ghana. I think it's an amazing show. I like that you have a segment called The African Myth. They talk about all the good stuff in Africa, and it's amazing. Like, your show, it's like, I don't have a lot of people listening here in Ghana, like West Africa. Yeah, so I'm saying I can't. But that's why you should have a segment. So, I'm gonna listen to in Ghana, so that would be a good boost to my CV. And my email address is amuyeabatu@icloud.com. Same address again is amuyeabatu@icloud.com. Yeah, you know, love to hear from you. Whatever you have for me, just let me know. But whether no or yes, yeah, I would like to hear feedback.
I'm not 100% sure what that email was about. I mean, that voicemail was about.
It sounds like it was a lady from South Africa that wanted us to get back in touch with her, and she like laid her information out.
Email us. That's the best way to reach us. theblackouttips@gmail.com. So if you listen to the show, just email us. Mm-hmm. And we'll try to get back to you, man.
Yeah, email us. That's the best way. For those of you out there that want to reach us, I'm gonna put a PSA. Please email the show. It's quicker than all platforms of social media because sometimes we don't always see it immediately.
Yeah.
So if you want to reach out to the show, want us to be guests or anything like that, just email theblackouthotips@gmail.com. It's the quickest and best, and it's the guaranteed way we're going to see it, and it doesn't get lost underneath everybody else's stuff.
All right. Next voicemail.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Karen and Rod. This is Iman. I just wanted to add my thoughts into, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of feedback this Saturday. I'm actually 3 episodes behind, but I did that purposefully because I'm not ready. So I was like, I'm going to need some laughs, so I'm just going to, you know, hoard these last few episodes before the end of this week so I can get some laughs in after this election. And, yep, totally gonna need that. So, but I just want to thank y'all, you know, just for being yourselves and being inclusive, and you know, since I haven't listened to these past episodes, I have seen your tweets, and, you know, those are also helpful. You know, just living my life as a Black Muslim woman in this country, and, you know, all up and down my Facebook, you know, people, some people are really scared, some people are angry, some people are, you know, just being, you know, defiant, or they're trying to make jokes so they can feel better and not get distraught. And, but it's, you know, the reactions are all across the board. And, you know, for Muslims, like, you know, the thing that I've been seeing is, you know, Muslim women considering taking off their hijab. And even when I went through 9/11, you know, I realized I have, like, some privilege because I'm Black and I'm Muslim. And, you know, I've been Muslim my whole entire life, but I've never had that fear of where I felt like I needed to uncover. Because, you know, because I am Black, I'm sorry, people didn't bother me that way. And my sister said something because that I was a little bit bothered with, because she was like, oh, yeah, now, you know, with all this stuff, people are just off the hinges over here, because she goes to USC. And she's like, yeah, like, now people of color know what it's like to be Muslim. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I went full Edna mode. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, no. I was like, if anything, Muslims now understand what it means to be a person of color in America. Because right. Sometimes they've been, some Muslim groups, you know, they've been kind of outside of it and looking inward. Like, oh, no, that's so sad that y'all are going through that. But I don't consider myself a person of color. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're still a minority group in this country. And, you know, I've personally known women who have come forward that they've been attacked, but they didn't say anything because they were, like, kind of, you know, dealing with it inwardly. And they finally said, yeah, I was, actually was attacked, like, last year. And I was like, oh, and you're just thinking, and when people, Muslim women are attacked, you think it's so far away, and it still doesn't affect you, but then you meet someone that you actually know, that you hug, that, you know, that you've talked with, that's been attacked, and you're just flabbergasted. But, yeah, and I just want to say thank you guys, you know, for being you. I don't want to make this too long, I'm sorry. But especially Karen, I love your rants. They just give me so much life. And really, you should be able to put being able to pop your lips and suck your teeth on a resume, because it's a skill that I wish I had, just to add a little bit more flavor to when I talk to people and I get upset. I mean, I'm from a Black family, and my family is, like, Christian, but I didn't get that. I guess growing up Muslim. But okay, love you guys as always. I'm gonna go. Bye bye.
Thanks, Amon.
Thank you, sweetie.
And yeah, man, Muslim people, I've already seen, like, people talking about tearing off people's hijabs, people going to school talking about they're gonna deport Latino kids, mm-hmm. like their own classmates. Yeah, man.
You've emboldened these people, and you told them that they were right.
Yeah, shit wasn't perfect under Obama, by no means, but it doesn't mean you go full opposite. That's what a dumbass does. You know? So just whatever.
Hey, what's going on, Rod and Karen? This is Travis calling. I'm from Dade County, Miami, Florida. I'd like to comment about the episode about the election. And you know what? I was thinking about what you were saying. We as Black folks, we will survive this election, because our parents went through Reagan, and we went through Bush for 4-8 years. So when it comes to Blacks, we'll make it. We'll be all right. We know how to survive. But you white folks, you crying on TV, y'all need to be worried about this shit. And like Latinos who voted for Trump, y'all don't even want to be worried. But when it comes to Blacks, we know how to survive, and we will make it. But now I see a white woman try to blame Donna Brazile. I think that's her name, from DNC. But for what happened, nah, y'all got to take that responsibility. You know what I'm saying? And
These niggas who voted for Trump too, the 8%. You know, those ashy niggas. When the police start beating up niggas and killing niggas, I don't want to hear none of these niggas on Twitter talking about trying to doing Giuliani, Attorney General, calling, not taking responsibility, not helping us out. Y'all gonna miss Obama for 8 years. Watch what happened. Y'all doing a good job. Peace out.
Yeah, that's interesting. I do wonder what the people that say Obama did nothing for black people and he's a coon and shit. I do wonder what's the new thing they're gonna come up with, because, you know, I just can't, you know, I'm sure those people anti-Obama, anti-Hillary Clinton, because they're so super pro-black that nothing would satisfy them other than like Nat X running for president. So then my question is, when we get the logical conclusion of Trump winning, then what? You know, so.
Yeah, you woke, but, you know, ain't nobody paying your woke ass no attention.
Right. All right, we got some emails. I'm not going to open up the phone lines. We got too many emails.
No problem.
Love the show. Hey Rod and Karen, love the show. I recently got my wife to start listening to the show, so now we have something to listen to together. As I'm a nerd and she is a cool kid, our interests conflict, but we do agree on this show. Y'all might have saved a marriage, lol. But on to the reason for the email. I live in Rutherford County, where the Beyonce hater Sheriff Arnold is a criminal sheriff. So just wanted to share this, but here in Murfreesboro, his words carry little weight. I find it funny how he can speak against her, but not against his own actions. Love the show. And he sent a link to an article, which I just clicked on. Let's see. Sheriff jail, judge revokes bond, says she will reconsider if Arnold resigns. Oh, so I guess he went to jail. Yeah, good. Fuck him. I hope he resigns. All right, let's see. Next one is this one. Our girl Nerd Geek Ninja, Amon, says, I'm all shook up, y'all. Hi, Rod and Karen. I left a voicemail earlier, but I was trying not to make it too long. Sorry if it was. It's cool. I just wanted to clear up what I was saying, because a lot of emotions and thoughts are running through my head about everything going on this week. My little sister attends a PWI and has had a very international minded childhood. She pretty much thinks all people of color get along because we're all not white. So when she initially said, now people of color know what Muslims feel like, I was shocked that she would forget about our very present black history. And that's not all people of color, and that not all people of color get along. She understood what I was saying, and I understood what she meant, because this week a lot of Muslims and people of color have been harassed on her campus. Emotions are running very high, but I think if anything can be said to be a positive about this election, all marginalized people need to get over their hangups about one another and stick together, which is easier said than done, obviously. That's gonna be interesting, because we never had social media before, and now I don't know that that's possible. It used to be a time where it's like, this is a greater threat, and we unite to fight a greater threat, at least for a little bit on the left, until, you know, the cracks come back. This feels different, and maybe I'll be wrong, but now that people's mistakes last forever and you can always just, they're just a click, a Google or a search away, it feels like anyone who tries to rally people, folks are gonna gang up on and be like, well, what about when they said this? Y'all didn't do, your fave didn't, you know, it feels like, how would the people on the left ever truly get real leadership, because between the jealousy and the infighting and shit, I don't know that people agree that there's a bigger picture. I think it's gonna take some real desperate measures before, and I think things are desperate, but it's gonna take even more desperation than what you have now. It's gonna take a bunch of people losing shit and just wanting to get back what they lost.
Yeah, and also even in the variation of colored people or brown people out in the world, there are some in America, put like this, there are people that come here from other countries, and their country, they're quote unquote white. So when they come over here, they identify with whiteness, not realizing that they're looked at as motherfucking black and brown like everybody else. So when you have people in the quote unquote marginalized group that don't quote unquote don't identify with you because I'm considered white, you're going to continue to have these issues, these separations within brown people, and then, you know, you're gonna have these separations among within these infighting. A lot of people don't talk about infighting within these minority groups, you know. Even with black people, you have infighting. Latino people, you have infighting. I mean, so it's this constant infighting. So yeah, I don't ever think we're going to get to this quote unquote unification that we had back in the day. But like you say, enough people lose enough shit, we will. But
yeah, it wasn't real back then either, but I'm just saying now with social media, people are aware of how fake it is. Like, it's just different. Like, I don't know that people understand how different it is when, you know, let's say, for example, with this Million Women March, they're not wrong. It's not bad. They want to march after the inauguration to show that they're against Trump. And it's horrible branding because, of course, Million Women March, this is not started by black people. They probably, no black people in the room when they came up with this branding. That's all, that's the only real issue with that march. A lot of people should go out there and march. There'll be, I'm sure black people will be out there marching with them and shit. I mean, I got my jokes. I'm laughing. Mm-hmm. I call it the Million White Women March. But the bigger point of it is they're not wrong. It's just we're at a point where you don't get to do these things without without clapback.
Right. Cause I, you know what? I think for a lot of, black people, most black people just want to live their lives and go on about their lives, and they just want to be able to live and not get shot in the street. Most black people, let's just keep this real, don't want to be activists. They don't want to have their face plastered everywhere. They don't want to be harassed. Like, they, most average black person don't want to deal with this shit. They just want to go to work, deal with their racist ass coworkers and shit, and come home and just live their everyday to day life. But I think for a lot of people, this election, it broke them. So now for a lot of people, they're being more vocal than ever. People that normally would have been quiet are like, nah, bitch, I was quiet. I didn't say shit. And now I got something to say. And y'all motherfuckers going to hear today because I'm tired of people goddamn ignoring me. And you're going to have a lot of people with anger and rage within them that are going to start clapping back when they're like, nah, bitch, I don't want your invitation and I'm not fucking going. Fuck you.
Yeah, you know, it's just, people are more aware of the fractures than ever before, in my opinion. Right. So I don't know. It would take a really unifying special figure to get the left back together again. That's what Obama was, and people took it for granted. Mm-hmm. And that's what competence does. You take competence for granted. It's like whenever we take time off the show, people fucking lose their minds, you know, because you just take it for granted that we're gonna be here every fucking day and never need a break and never put out a shitty show. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, it's just like, this is the new normal. And now people got hip to the fact that, yeah, it's going to suck after him. And it didn't even matter who you picked. But it was going to suck. Just one person would suck way fucking more.
And also, before we move on,
okay,
what people better realize, the division has kind of been there. Like, you could see, like I said, going back to the Bernie, particularly with the Bernie, but a lot of division. And I think that once Trump won, for a lot of black people, I'm going to keep it real, they're looking at most white people like, motherfucker, I know you voted for him. Like, how can you not be black and walk around your workplace or walk around your neighborhood and just walk around, but like, y'all motherfuckers voted for him? And for a lot of people, it's just fucking infuriating because it's one of them things where everybody's guilty, but you don't know, quote unquote, who is guilty. You just feel like white people let you down. But this is nothing new. They always let us down. But it's one of those things where you go, him winning is your fault.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is I see people on Facebook, and I don't know if Facebook's algorithm curated my feed or if I just have lost all the people that would have voted for Trump or whatever. I know I've...
You did.
Over time, I blocked certain people and shit and mm-hmm. just got them out of my life for whatever reasons. But mm-hmm. one of the things I find interesting is, I see people complaining all the time about, I don't want to see your status talking about you voted for Trump, but you're not racist and shit. And I'm like, how is that person still on your timeline? Have right. you been doing social media all wrong? Cause
yeah, I don't got them people. Them people is long gone.
Yeah. So it's just an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she goes on to say, and like I said, I think it's gonna take people losing stuff. I just want to get back to the point, which is it's not impossible. It's just gonna take people being like, I lost birth control. It's sad. It's good. That's what it will take. I lost the right to
get an abortion.
Yeah, to prove be to choose what I want for my body. I lost the right to be married. I lost, like, there will, the things that were done under the Obama administration won't be appreciated till they're gone. And then there'll be healthcare. What? I wanted that. Yeah, you didn't want to go vote for it, but you wanted to sign up for it after it was about to be abolished. Like, come on, gotta get to that booth. Which is something that at least in the Muslim community has been a problem, but now a switch has been flipped and all the bigots and racists feel safe to voice their mind in what used to be safe spaces. As a Muslim, I never felt unsafe or had fear for my physical body. I felt worried for the Muslim community as a whole, but never felt I needed to walk out of my house without my hijab. But I have felt unsafe as a black woman / girl because even before I was old enough to start covering, I understood racism. I'm going to end there. I appreciate y'all and the show so much. Karen's Rants and Laughs, your dynamic as showrunners and the topics you cover. Thank you, heart emoji, Iman.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Thank you. Stay safe out there if you can. Let's see. Someone told us they left us a review from Canada. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sarah writes in, thank you. Hi, Rod and Karen. I have to really thank you both for your humor and help a lot of us reconcile with how everything turned out this week. Both of you provided great insight and commentary on the results of the election. It was very hard getting up to go to work, and I really did want to call in black, but I do need to keep my hours up. As difficult as it was to work around a few people that were happy about Trump's win, I was able to survive and couldn't wait to get home to listen to your podcast. I definitely needed to laugh. The result of this election made so many people wake up from a beautiful lie and realize the ugly truth about America. Yeah. Man, if one thing comes out of this, man, I really hope more people read and or at least look at documents, educate yourself about the history of this country. Don't get fooled again. Just because things feel good now does not mean it is okay not to know where we come from, man. Like, and I'm not, this is not blaming black people. I'm just saying to protect yourself. Just know what you're getting into when you're born into this country. It is some sinister shit that has been done to us. And does it hurt to learn? Yeah, it hurts to learn, man. I don't want to know this shit, but I need to know this shit so that when stuff happens, I go, okay, in the context of history, it has always been this way. And even as it is improved, it is all racism finds a way to just take on another form or shape. It continues to persist. And if you don't know, then you feel like you won when you have it. And that's how it felt. With a lot of people's reaction, it felt like they thought we had won already.
Right.
And it's like, why are we still back here? It's like, cause we never won. This not, you know, a grace period is not a win. One man getting the biggest job in the country is not a win. We all knew this. We all said it. It was instinctual. We all understood it, but we never grasped with the reality of it cause we don't really necessarily seek out you know, cause we want to be in a happy place, but sometimes we don't seek out the things that inform us of what the future brings, you know, this is not shaming anybody or any of that. I don't want anyone to feel ashamed. I feel like it is enriching to know so that you can have the scope and the perspective, you know, because at the end of the day, this isn't even the worst America's ever been. End of the day,
no, it is not. If you know our history, you go, this is fucked up, but it has been fucked up.
Yeah, it's like, so at the end of the day, I'd rather know than not, at least for me. But that's how I protect myself in a lot of ways that people might not relate to, but that's the kind of thing I can do. If you can't do it, don't do it. I'm not gonna tell you to do some shit that you really just refuse to do. But when I see people talk about, man, I was just fooled by this lie, it's like, man, they've done this before. It's a lot of people that thought, well, this is America finally getting over that hump, and it's like, every time they have smacked us down for daring to dream, for daring to for daring on. To hold our heads high and to look them in the eye and say, I am a person too, and you should respect my humanity. Every time they have slapped us down harder, and we are resilient and we get back up every fucking time. And it sucks, but this is the life you were born into. You know, this is the life that, you know, if you care about black people, this is the life that you have as well. If you are in some other marginalized demographic, this is your life as well. And historically, I guarantee your people have gone through this shit too. You know, whether it's LGBTQ, whether it's Muslims, whether it's whatever, you've gone through it too. And that resolve strengthens us, I think. And that long view of history should embolden us rather than make us shrink. So, you know, it's like, I was thinking about this analogy. It's like black people we're the Washington Generals. White people are the Globetrotters. And we won like a quarter and we was like, got this lead. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
and they started playing real basketball.
Yeah. It's like, did you just get on the team? We gonna lose. Like, that's what we do.
We always lose. We always win 25% of the game and then the rest we lose.
Right. Also, the Globetrotters own the arena and get the ticket sales. We just here to get stomped. Okay. at any rate. X says, hi Karen and Rod, I listen to the show on the Podcast Addict app and I love the show. Love all the photos both of you post on social media. One of the funniest parts of the show to me is when Karen asks a question about an article before Rod reads the entire story. I'm always hoping to hear the 5-star song. I need the groupies to spill the tea. Thank you for the last, Jessica. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you appreciate the pictures. Okay. Didn't get all these sweet ass shirts for nobody to say anything.
Ain't that the truth?
OMG, John writes, hi to Blackout Tips. I love your take on the election. I voted for Hillary Clinton. African American did their part of the vote. White America with 3 K's. I'm blaming you guys, especially white women. I see they try to blame DNC chair Donna Brazile. Nope, it was educated whites and white women. Oh, also, yeah, Megyn Kelly apparently had Trump's people aware of questions before the debate and decided to inform everybody after the election. So the same Megyn Kelly that literally questioned Donna Brazile about giving questions to Hillary Clinton.
A woman lost her job.
Yeah, that she lost her job. Megyn Kelly did it and is writing a book and put it out. So there you guys go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That white feminism TM mascot, Megyn Kelly. And then let something happen to her and white women can't wait to be like, is she a feminist icon? Should we hold her up? Like, Megyn Kelly is interested in Megyn Kelly shit. She is like the Kanye West of white women.
Come on.
It's like, yeah, you super woke when it's some shit involving you. Everything else, you be like, fuck these niggas, ain't me. Fuck you, Tavis Smiley and Killer Mike. Now I see you two clowns on TV talking bad about Trump. Right. You spent 8 years talking bad about Obama, but now it's Trump. Okay. Yeah, some people's career is gonna be made off of just talking shit. Mm-hmm. When Obama leaves office, America, I don't know how you pronounce it, KKKA, going to realize what a great president he was, and the 8% black who voted for Trump don't come on Twitter a year from now and complain about gas prices and justice system because Attorney General Rudy Giuliani, who called Black Lives Matter a terrorist group, don't give a fuck. Oh my God, Ben Carson going to the Surgeon General. I'm going to miss Obama. Love you guys. Peace. Yeah, I heard he might get Secretary of Education, which is hilarious. I don't believe in evolution, but I do believe in educating the children to vote Republican. King Trump, no Shiva. AJ writes in, what up, Rod and Karen? I woke up this morning and began humming Roll Jordan Roll to start my day. Every day I wake up and just hum a Negro spiritual in Trump's America, me too. We can speculate all day about how terrible the Trump administration may be, but I wanted to thank you guys for providing historical context on all this mess. What surprised me more than the white women's support for Trump was the blatant disregard of recent history. Yeah, the economy isn't perfect, but still people complain about it today like it's recession era 2009. I see people say that, you know, that my kind of, you know, the numbers ain't real. I'm like, did you remember what he inherited? See, that's the problem, man. The left can't have shit, man. Like, niggas' memories are so goddamn short. And they really do feel like there's a leftist idealistic utopia out there waiting for all of America if we would just understand. And it's not. It is not. We're not going to undo capitalism. We're not going to undo the government. We're going to die like this. This is it. You know, we're not erasing racism in any of our lifetimes. We're all going to die under the same shit. You move the ball forward the little bit that you can, and then you die. And then the next generation does it, and they keep doing it. And maybe one day, hundreds of fucking years from now, if the country still exists, you'll have people going, yeah, y'all used to be racist to black people? That's crazy. That's how it would work. It's not gonna work another way. That's humanity. That's human nature. It's just, you know, people really be treating that motherfucker like, oh man, he ain't fixed all the jobs. I mean, cause I don't need context. I don't need to know Congress and the Senate was against him. I don't need to know any of this. I don't need to know that they said, I hope every last one of his policies fails. I don't need to know that. What I know is jobs ain't 100% back to the Clinton era when he was cheating in the motherfucking stock market with the deregulation. We ain't gonna talk about that. Just, that's the new measuring stick. God damn. Last I checked, it's just so crazy what I be reading sometimes. I be like, ooh, this motherfucker is going in with just, it's like they just want a high five for knowing words. Last I checked, job growth was steadily increasing and unemployment is down, but you have to acknowledge history to know that, apparently, right? I'm 30 and I appreciate y'all's recaps on the past election cycles. I didn't know Gore pushed away from Clinton during his campaign, similar to Obama in 2014. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pushed far away. That's why he lost.
And in a way, it was worse for him because, honestly, Democrats pushed away from Obama in 2014 and 2010 because they had no spines. It was different. Like, Obama didn't do anything. There was no scandal. The thing with Clinton as a surrogate for Gore was, I mean, you couldn't talk about him without talking about getting his dick sucked in the White House. It was just too much for America. It was just like, anytime you brought him up, it was just like, oh, you mean Mr. Blouse, sperm on the blouse. It's like, okay, all right, this is a bad idea. So he kind of got kneecapped, you know, and then they laughed at Gore. He ran on climate change and he fucking was instrumental in creating the internet, and people laughed at that shit like, okay, buddy, whatever. And he fucking lost. He was also boring and uncharismatic. You know, he didn't have the charm of Clinton. Mm-hmm. Say what you want about Clinton. People are tired of his shit now in 2016, but in all honesty, it was a different time back then. People thought he was fucking charming and charismatic as shit. Mm-hmm. And you could just do anything if you're that guy. You know, that's what America lets you get away with if you're that guy, man. It's just, oh, of course he's getting bitches. What's wrong with that? You know, that's how people were treating it. It was real. We didn't have rape culture, Twitter accounts and publications at the time. We didn't have any of this. We didn't have, the people breaking down why white feminism TM was bad. We didn't have that. Mm-mm. It's just a different fucking era that everyone didn't have a Twitter account and break shit down. So yeah, man, Gore ran away from Clinton, and got hamstrung. You know, now this is even worse. Obama handed the football off from a mostly scandal-free White House. It wasn't no great shame. He could just hand the football to Hillary and say, run. You know, that was it. But, yeah. All right. You okay over there, Karen?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. The internet went down for my computer. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that's why I left. I'm sorry. I was trying to get myself back in. My bad. I didn't want to make a scene.
We good. All right. So back to this email. I didn't know Gore pushed away from Clinton, da, 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 da. Now I see the cycles this country goes through. Yeah, it's just a cycle. We'll be, Democrats will be back, but it'll be 4 to 8 years. Well, at least 2 years.
At least.
Depends on how much shit Trump gets done year one and two.
Come on.
It's really year two that you have to watch out for anyway. Year one is a lot of pomp and circumstance normally. Mm-hmm. And you find out all the day one shit they talked about can't happen in a day.
Nope.
The problem is typically year two when they start putting in plans that they have to be around for in 4 years to bring to fruition. That's what Obama did. With healthcare and stuff, you know, you need these things. So It's all politics. I just think it's dumb as hell to give all that control to Republican Congress when we've recently seen how bad they are with money. Like that Chappelle sketch, white folks in general are fucking up. Appreciate all the quality episodes. Y'all have a great day. Peace. Yeah, that's another thing. People talk about fiscal conservatism. They voted for Bush and a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate for fiscal conservatism. And those motherfuckers spent more money than anybody ever before.
Ever in the history, dog.
So it's all lies. Even back then, I think they really voted for them for being anti-woman, anti-black, anti-gay, all that shit. Thank you. Lee and Jay writes in. Jeremy writes in. Any and all black women that can hear this, thank you for yet again trying to save a nation that didn't want nor deserve to be saved. Karen and Rod, love the shows. Keep grinding. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah. Yep. Black women try to pull us from the brink, man. They the only people that really came through.
Because the shit going to affect us probably more across the board percentage-wise than any other group.
They the only people that came through, man. Sad shit. Emil says, feedback, the Purge edition. I hope I got this email in under the wire. As a great philosopher once said, hey, I know, it's crazy to me too.
Ah, yes, philosopher.
He did say that, man. Let me see if I can, I'll try and find it, but yeah, he did say, I know, crazy to me too. Hey, it's funny to me too. Shout out to AI. He always looked out for the people. He says, that election of yours threw me for a loop, but I appreciated the show after. It struck a perfect tone of despair coupled with humor that solved some of the pain. The most infuriating thing about this week, though, has been all of these think pieces from liberals about how the election was about forgetting the concerns of the middle America. JL Covan had the best response to that shit during his rambling podcast this week. He basically said that whenever black people complain about the system, we're told to pull up our bootstraps, take responsibility, and stop expecting handouts from the government. Whenever white people complain, the consensus is that the system is broken. He did. His podcast was on fleek this week. He didn't even have time for the misogyny he normally has. He was
too mad for it.
He had to break character. I was like, what the fuck?
He was like, nope.
You ain't gonna do a moment of winner and talk bad about that girl and her titties? What is wrong with JL?
He was like, no Trump impersonations. I am here for the real.
For real. It was like, no jokes. It was just 100% real. But yeah, man, that shit is true. Black people complain and it shut the fuck up. White people complain and it's, why didn't we cater the whole election to white people? that fuck shit has been pervasive up here in Canada with all the talk from white Canadians about how they are so much more evolved than their American counterparts. They still don't seem willing to accept the fact that it was racism that elected Trump. There's this, oh, they weren't all racist, they wanted change bullshit argument. Racist gonna racist. Mm-hmm. Every last one of the people that voted for Trump is racist.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Unequivocal. I don't give a fuck who you are.
I will not change my opinion on that. I don't care what color you are. You're goddamn racist.
Yeah, I don't care. 100% of the people who voted for Trump are racist.
Come on.
I'm not even parsing words, dog. Like, because even supporting a racist to be racist because they campaign on being racist is racist. It's not right. No. It wasn't like he had other ideas. I would be okay with some of this shit, because I feel like GOP has campaigned on racism my whole life, but they always had other ideas. Like, well, what about this? Well, this dude never had to present a policy or an idea. He never had to. All he had to do was consistently be racist. That's it. You know, getting people beat up at his rallies and shit. That's the reality of what he is.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, if it comes down to it, don't play the hero, be Dwight. Just take a knee and say, I am Donald. I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Oh, Miss Christopher writes in, hey, Roger and y'all play cousin from the relevant part of Connecticut. Shout out to Linda Brothers. Sorry, no feedback in a minute. New position requires a lot of people time when there's family and friends. So it's a lot for my introverted system. Got profound things to say, but the energy to put it out is depleted at the end of the day. But right now I'm over here in an empty house getting my life, listening to Solange, thinking like the Trump era black music revolution gonna be beyond lit like electricity. I agree. I literally was thinking that the other day, was like, this is so fucked up for black America.
We're gonna get some of the best music ever. We're gonna be a black music renaissance.
art about to go off chain. Black oppression be making good art. I still would you know, traitor, not oppressed, you know, I'll still trade presidents, still the music, everything gonna be ridiculous.
I didn't think about that, but you're right. When black people are oppressed, you get some of the most beautiful things out of our suffering and pain. That's sad. But when minorities are oppressed, you get the best music, drawings, poetry, you name it. It's gonna be on fleek.
Mm-hmm. But she goes on to say, hugs and kisses, Miss Crystal. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, baby.
We appreciate it. Hugs and kisses back to you too, boo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. We got through everything. I knew it would be a longer feedback show, but came right in at 2 hours. So we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And no Walking Dead recap Tuesday. We're gonna have to move it probably to Wednesday.
Okay.
Because Janelle James is gonna be here Tuesday.
Woo-hoo!
So we'll see her then. Until then, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.